blackbird, one for the crow, one for the cutworm, one to grow.
Jeff, come in to your breakfast.
I'm busy.
Well, get unbusy and come in here.
Just a second, Bob.
One for the blackbird, one for the crow.
Three to make ready and four to go. Now.
Okay, Bun, just a second.
Do you want a turkey dinner tomorrow?
Sure, but I'm busy.
Well, come in here and eat your oatmeal. He's only a bird in a gilded cage. Looks more like a turkey to me.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Boy, looks good.
Bring this list of stuff when you come home from school.
Sage, celery, chestnuts, sweet potatoes, olives, cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm going to stuff myself good.
That'll be unusual.
Good old day before Thanksgiving oatmeal. You mind to decide who you're going to bring tomorrow?
Wait, don't tell me who you're bringing. Let me guess. I got it. Good old faithful lovey-dovey girl next door, oozy-woozy, cuddling-puddling.
When will I ever learn not to ask my little brother a simple question?
I'm bringing Miss Benson.
Is she pretty?
She's the best looking science teacher in the whole school.
How many science teachers have you got over there?
Just Miss Benson.
Morning, Bob.
Morning.
Guess who I asked?
Looks like we're in for a little rain today.
No, we aren't.
How do you know?
If ice in November will bear a duck, nothing falls after but sleet and muck.
Well, Longfellow?
Nope, Johnny Squanto.
Oh, just a minute, you missed a spot here. Hold still.
What have you been doing out in the backyard all the time, Chip?
Planting corn.
This time of year?
When leaf of white oak is size of ear of mouse.
When leaf of white oak is size of ear of mouse? John Milton?
John Squanto.
Oh. Okay, Chip, I give up. Who's John Squanto?
Oh, he's some old guy.
He's my friend. You'll meet him tomorrow.
Oh, I will.
He's my friend for Thanksgiving dinner.
Chip, you're kidding, aren't you?
Dad said we can invite our favorite friend for Thanksgiving dinner.
That's right.
Oh, no, no, you don't. Dad, you can't let that old creep eat with us. Not on a big deal like Thanksgiving, oh, no.
Fine, how am I supposed to tell Jean that she has to come and eat at the same table with old Squint Eye?
Squanto, not Squint Eye.
Oh, Big Chief.
Wait a minute, Rob. Mike. Chip, just who is John Squanto?
He's an Indian.
He's an Indian like I'm an Indian.
Dad, I went to a lot of trouble to get Miss Benson to come to dinner tomorrow. She's real sharp and polite and everything, and... Well, you just can't let Chip bring that old phony here.
He's not phony. Johnny's a real Indian.
Real Indian. He's a real liar, that's what he is.
He's not. He's a Sagamore chief.
Cut it out,
Robbie.
Dad, you ought to see the crummy old shack he lives in.
Yeah, over by the county dump.
It's a nice house.
Have you been there, Chip?
Sure, lots of times.
Well, that's a bright thing to do.
Since when do you waltz off by yourself without letting me know anything about it?
Boy, what a dumbo. You sure wouldn't catch me anywhere near that dirty old bum.
Johnny is not a bum. He's a real Indian, and he's better than all of you put together.
Palm himself off on us as an Indian.
Yeah, just because Chip has a big thing about Indians.
You know, I don't think I've ever had Thanksgiving dinner with a dirty, lying old bum.
Well, he's really not dirty.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. He's just a liar and a bum, huh?
Well, you know what he means, Dad. He's a tramp.
Hmm?
Drifter.
Oh, I thought you said he had a house. How could he be a tramp and drift if he lives in one spot?
Well, he's not a bum, exactly. He's just sort of a loafer.
Oh, you mean he doesn't like to work, huh?
No, he works, but...
Has he got a job?
Well, he does odd jobs. He changes sink washers, cuts firewood, collects old newspapers, mows the lawn. Odd jobs like that, you know what I mean.
He sounds like a pretty hard-working loafer to me. Too bad he's such an old liar.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Once when I was a kid, he tried to tell me he was from the Wampanoag tribe.
Yeah, how about that? There aren't even any Wampanoags left, are there, Dad?
Oh, don't ask me, Mike. I'm not an authority on Indians.
Well, I'm not either, but...
Look, whether he's an Indian or not, Chip thinks he is. So why don't we just go along with that for a while, huh?
Well, sure.
After all, it is Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we better get going, Robbie.
Bob, I may be a little late for dinner tonight.
Yeah? What?
Well, I think I'll look up this Mr. Squanto and have a little talk with him. Real Indian or not, I'm not sure I like the idea of Chip's going down to his place alone.
Well, what about dinner tomorrow?
What about it?
Well, you can just tell him that Chip is a little boy and he got things all balled up.
Oh, you mean about Chip's inviting him to dinner? Yeah, I can do that. Let's see. Mr. Squanto? Are you Johnny Squanto? Oh, I'm sorry, the door opened when I knocked, and... won't you come in? I'm Steve Douglas. I'm Chip's father. Thanks. Oh, no, thank you. I can just stay a few minutes. They're waiting dinner for me at home. Chip tells me that you and he are good friends. And that he comes here to visit you. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Mr. Sit down, please. That's what I wanted to talk about, is coming down here. It's pretty difficult to keep tabs on a little boy like Chip, who's as active as he is. And we do our best to know where he is at all times, but sometimes he does things that we don't know about, like his coming here. I found out about it this morning. It's all right, his coming here. It's just that, but I have an ultimatum, thank you. It's just that he's a little boy, and it's kind of far from our home. So. Chip tells me that he invited you for Thanksgiving dinner at our house tomorrow. I'm sorry about that. I did tell him that he could invite one of his friends, but of course we thought... Mr. Squanto, the reason I came here was to tell you that we'll have dinner about 1 o'clock tomorrow. And we'll be very happy to have you as our guest.
Happy turkey to you, Rob. Goodbye.
Bob told me you were over old Squanto's place last night. You think he's a real Indian?
Well,
what's his place look like? Any clay pots or arrowheads?
No.
I didn't think he was much of a real Indian.
Look, Robbie, it's kind of early. Why don't we give him the benefit of the doubt, huh?
Hey, Dad! Boy, have we got trouble.
Well, that's par for the course.
Bub's in a real lather.
Situation normal.
Dad!
Oh, boy.
Bub said he went to see Johnny last night.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to let him come to dinner?
thing like that could cost a couple of $100 to fix.
Yes, he's coming to dinner.
Oh, boy, Dad, you're the greatest. I knew you were going to like Johnny.
Just a minute. What about Robbie?
What, Dan?
Nothing. Just stop.
Hey, Governor, look. Bradford's here to tell you this.
What's wrong with it?
Wait, just a minute. What did you say, Rob?
I said, what's wrong with it?
No, I don't mean what did you say. I mean, what did you say, Mike?
The stove. Something's wrong with the stove. Well, what's wrong with it? I don't know what's wrong with it. It just won't work.
Oh, well, we'll fix that. Don't you worry about it. I'm going to get a little more sleep, okay?
Well, how am I going to cook the turkey?
That bird should have been simmering by now.
Say, maybe you ought to check those coils or insulators again. I just did.
Johnny Squanto could fix it.
The stove's okay. It's just there's a foul up on the power line somewhere. Well, the lights are still on. It's a stove outlet, the 220 line. A regular electrician can fix it just like that.
Okay. I see. Okay, thanks very much. Well, that's that.
Any luck, Steve?
The power company only has a skeleton crew on today and can't promise to send a man out at any specific time, if at all.
Well, that fixes
gonna end
that.
Up with peanut butter and jelly.
Johnny Squanto could fix it.
Oh, let's not give up now. Bob, what was the name of that electrician that fixed the washing machine? Remember, he told us he lived right around here someplace. Maybe we could get him over.
Yeah, what was his name?
I'll look it up. Bob, why don't you call some of the neighbors? Maybe somebody has an oven we can use.
Are you kidding? Every oven in town is busy. They're all baking turkeys and pumpkin pies.
Except us. Yeah.
But it's worth a try, Bob. Go ahead.
All right.
I'll get this old bird cooked one way or another.
Johnny Squanto could fix it.
I get hungry just looking at it. Say, you know, Chuck Boone has one of those rotisserie things.
Oh, good, Mike. Why don't you go and see if you can borrow it, huh?
Yeah. Come on, Robbie.
Dad?
Yeah?
Johnny Squanto could fix it. Mm-hmm. Should I go get him?
Yeah, fine, Chipman.
Oh, boy!
Oh, here it is, Bob. Crane. Harry Crane. That was a fellow, wasn't it?
That's the guy.
Residence, Linden Street. That's right over here.
What's his number? I'll call him.
Oh, no, it's just a couple of blocks from here. I'll just go and get him and haul him over here.
What if he isn't
home? Oh, he'll be home. It's Thanksgiving, isn't it? Maybe you better keep trying to get that spare oven just in case.
calls. That's right. I made 23 phone calls and not another in sight.
Wait.
What'd you say? I can't hear you, Steve. Where are you anyway?
I said I've been chasing him all over town, but I haven't found him yet.
What?
Oh, I said I've been looking all over town for Harry Crane. I haven't found him yet.
Well, look, Steve.
Hey, Bob.
Hold on a minute, will you? What is it?
Johnny thinks it's the outlet. There's a power failure, he thinks.
Well, stop the presses. Hey, Steve, why don't you... Yeah, I said, why don't you just...
Why don't we cut it up and broil it?
What did you say?
Did you ever try to broil a turkey that size?
What?
No.
Don't.
What's that, Steve?
In case I don't find him... Why don't you call the Kingsley House and make reservations for us all, huh?
Okay, Steve. Right. Goodbye.
What?
I said goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
What'd you say?
I said goodbye.
That's what I said. I said goodbye.
When do we eat?
As soon as I get the number of the Kingsley House, make a reservation.
Well, that's a restaurant.
A lot of people eat in restaurants on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, Miss Benson was looking forward to a home-cooked meal.
Now, look, fellas, let's not start moaning. Robbie, put that bird in the freezer. As soon as we get through here, we gotta go and get dressed. We can't show up at the Kingsley House looking like this. Hello? I want to make a reservation tonight for... Well, what time will you have one available? 10? 10 tonight?
We'll starve!
But I'm sure it'd only take him a few minutes, Mrs. Crane.
Look, Mr. Douglas, you're a very nice man, and Harry likes you a lot. Oh, and he still talks about that wonderful, exciting time he had fixing your washing machine. Now, wouldn't you hate to disturb a perfect memory like that by taking him away from his Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, isn't he lucky to have a Thanksgiving dinner he can be taken away from?
Look, you're the fifth one today who's been after him, and now that Harry's finally home, I plan to keep him here. Well, at least till after dinner.
Look, Mrs. Crane, I'm right back where I started from. I've been following him around town for over 4 hours.
You and 10 other people with electrical problems. Honestly, there's no privacy at all. Up all hours, phone calls at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., day or night, 7 days a week, including holidays, like today. It's like being married to an obstetrician.
We're not expecting a baby, Mrs. Crane. It's...
I wish you were. Then you wouldn't be bothering Harry.
Mrs. Crane, it's Thanksgiving.
Restful. Fine way to spend a Thanksgiving.
Smell anything?
It smells like someone's cooking.
That's what I saw.
Maybe it's over at the Pearsons.
Maybe.
Come
in
from back here somewhere. Yeah? Arturkey! What's it doing there?
Cooking.
Kingsley House, here we come.
That's how the Wampanoags do it.
It's also how the hobos do it.
Wampanoag recipe for a turkey squano. Dump bird in hole in the ground.
Seasoned with dried grass with a generous helping of wet leaves.
And good luck.
All right, now I cross the D wire to the E wire. That's the red one to the yellow one, right? Now what do I do with the black one and the white one that are left? I beg your pardon? I can't hear you very well, Mr. Crane. Could you speak a little louder? What do I do with the black one and the white one?
It's no fair, Dad. It's just no fair. He did all the work and then he went and earned his feeling. And now we can't find him.
Well, Tramp always comes home, Chip.
Not Tramp, Dad. How come you never understand what I'm talking about?
I understand.
Isn't that right, Dad? Tell him I'm right.
I don't know.
Why, that big mouth of yours would get us into trouble someday.
Now, look, Phyllis.
Dad, how can you take sides when you weren't even here?
What do you mean take sides?
The only mistake we made with you, Robbie, was teaching you how to talk.
Look.
Yeah, well, who practically yelled right in Squano's face that he wasn't an Indian?
And what did you say? Did you have anything nice to say about
it? Yeah, well, I sure had something nice to say than you did.
Thank goodness. Here, Mr. Douglas, would you put this on the table, please?
Oh, certainly.
Come on, Dad.
Chip, who's that?
This Benson. Come on, the turkey's going to be all burnt.
Burnt? How can it be burnt? It's not even cooked yet, is it?
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Oh,
you better find Mr. Squatter quickly.
Yeah, we'll see if he went home.
What? The table's on here, Mr. Douglas.
Come on.
We got to go get him.
Well, for the love of Mike.
Come on.
Well, I didn't call anything.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Miss Benson.
Doesn't it look nice?
It certainly does. Who did all this?
Spotto. I guess he lost his nerve when it came to eating his own cooking.
He did not.
Well, where is he, Chip?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. He left because Mike and Robbie hurt his feelings.
Mike, I thought we talked this all over.
Well, Dad, it isn't my fault. I tried to tell Robbie.
What? What did you try to tell me?
Well, I...
Never mind, Mike. Well, it looks like we sort of messed up the spirit of Thanksgiving, didn't it? I wonder what we can do to Christmas.
The moon comes full and greets all here.
Jeepers!
Johnny Squanto is honored to be a guest at your feast of Thanksgiving. Many moons ago, another Squanto was a guest at the first feast of Thanksgiving. His son traveled to the west and settled here. Here where this house now stands, Squanto's great-grandfather built a camp in a clearing of tall birch trees and used the bark to make many strong canoes. A running stream was clear and sweet, and he planted corn where little chipmunk now plants his corn. Then after many snows had melted, men came with great saws and bulldozers and cement mixers. And Squanto's people left with the wild birds of the sky and animals of the forest. Johnny was only a boy then, like little chipmunk here. Always watch over this land, Johnny's father told him, for in it dwells the spirit of the Wampanoags. So Johnny Squanto still lives in his town, watching over the land of his ancestors. And today, as it was in the beginning, the Indian and the white man meet on their common ground to give thanks.
Well, I guess we better eat without him. Come on, let's get the show on the road.
Mr. Squanto, I'm afraid most of us Douglases have been guilty of an error in judgment.
Well, I had a feeling all along.
Boy, you said it, Mr. Squanto. I sure hope that you don't believe
it. There's an old Wampanoag saying, the secret of all true happiness is a trusting heart.
We Douglases have a saying, too, Mr. Squanto. Any friend of Chip's is a friend of ours.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Mr. Squanto. Yeah.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing.
Well, come on, let's get at this dinner. There's plenty of food here. I know you're all hungry. Come on.
The winter oppressing now sees thunder's dancing. Sing praise to his name. He forgets not his own. We all do it solely, the leader triumphant.
I don't know how we can ever thank you for this, Mr. Squanto. You've certainly made our Thanksgiving. Oh, by the way, I noticed you can talk when you want to. At your house last night.
Oh, yes. Misplaced something important. Just found it. All safely anchored now.
Enjoy this wonderful food.
Now,
Miss Benson, will you sit right there, please?
Chief,
you sit right there.
Everybody.
Well, everybody wants dark meat, raise your hand.
I want both.
Okay, Jeff.
I got my white meat.
Give it a go.